weeks during that long boat ride, because after all, they could have put him on a plane, but they didn't. So, you know, before he was Mirandized, he apparently talked. After he was Mirandized, he apparently kept talking. Was there anything useful? And what's wrong with kind of meshing those two worlds?
Well, first of all, that's different from what certainly I was told as chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
Then tell me what you
Well, he's been compliant, but not cooperative. And so I doubt that changed once he was read his rights and he understood that he has the right not to talk at all. And this is this struggle that we have been facing in this war on terrorism. Is it a criminal matter? Are these folks just ordinary criminals to be brought back to the United States at huge expense? And this, we became captive to this 10 days or 14 days that he was on a ship. FBI rapport building is some of the best ways to get folks to cooperate.
There were FBI folks on the ship.
Absolutely, but you can't say you're going to do it in 10 days or 3 days or 7 days. You need the opportunity to gather the intelligence that he has. Remember, he's affiliated with al-Sharia in Libya, which is certainly affiliated with al-Qaeda. These are dangerous folks. If he doesn't give us anything and we get him to put him in jail, what have we accomplished? I argue we've spent a lot of money. And we have not gained anything valuable for pushing back on terrorists around
the world. So to your knowledge, as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he did not offer any useful information in the course of that 2 weeks he was on the ship.
It was described to me as compliant, but not cooperative.